So, first of all, I need to kickstart with my foot while I'm standing on a scooter on one leg.
Steve Jantík from Bratislava's brand new e-scooter scheme Mint, the latest addition to what is a crowded field in the congested Slovak capital. Since July the 22nd, the bikes, cars, trolleybuses and trams have been joined by this, the electric scooter.
So that's basically it.
Okay, why don't you show me? Give me a demo.
Yeah, of course.
I'll try and keep up with you. I can't promise I'll be able to.
Okay, no problem. I'll try.
And off he goes.
Yeah.
So it's quite a lively engine then, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kicking, I would say.
Slovakia and Bratislava, like so many other cities in Central and Eastern Europe, they're perhaps not really designed for these machines, are they? Because of all the cobbles that we're going over now, as you can probably hear from my voice and certainly from yours.
Yes, of course. I mean, we are a nation rich in history, but we are trying to implement, you know, the bike roads and ways where riding these e-scooters or even bikes would be more popular and more safe. So
okay, I'll let you come to a halt now, Steve, just because it's probably quite difficult for you to ride as slow enough for us to actually have a chat. For now, at least, this is a trial system, isn't it? A trial service.
Yes, we are just in trial period. That's why we deployed only 50 scooters in Bratislava. And right now, the available area where they can be used is only the wider Cine Center.
Mint scooters kind of hit the headlines shortly after the launch when it emerged that I think within a week of the launch, half of them had been stolen. People were just hauling them over their shoulders and walking off with them. What happened there?
Yes, unfortunately, that's true. the most of the people that decided to forcefully take them, they didn't understand that they are tracked and they are private property that is meant to be shared between the users. A couple of them told us that they don't even know what GPS is. So, unfortunately, that's understandable in Slovakia.
But they were all recovered, though, if I understand correctly.
Yes. Right now, the stats are saying that from 31 scooters that has been stolen, 30 are back and they are in the streets.
Bratislava is not everyone's idea of a scooter-friendly city, and it's not just the cobbles. Paving stones are often cracked, asphalt buckled, and the drivers are, well, not terribly passive and tolerant. I saw the 50 scooters on numerous occasions over 3 days, but seasoned cyclists are sceptical they'll make much of a mark. Pavel Štrbár is a reporter for the Slovak news website Actuality.sk.
I hate scooters because I had a very bad accident 6 years ago. I had a broken nose, broken skull, concussion, and I lost my front tooth. So I don't like scooters at all. That's the main reason I don't use them.
You said you're a cyclist. Mm-hmm. Do you feel safe on the roads here?
To be honest, I don't feel really safe to ride a bike here in Bratislava because we don't have enough bike routes in here, and it's quite dangerous to use the roads. I think here in Bratislava we are experiencing cycling boom. There are more and more cyclists in this city every year, but at the same time I feel like most of the people who are driving cars, they're not used to drive car beside cyclists. So almost on a daily basis, I experience some minor accidents with cars, like arguing at least with them.
So with that in mind, do you think Bratislava's drivers are ready to coexist not just with cyclists, but scooters as well?
I don't think so.
Well, just ride them on the pavement then, I hear you say. But that doesn't work everywhere. It is, for now, legal in Bratislava, but more and more cities in Europe are regulating, read, banning them, after a host of complaints from pedestrians and even lawsuits following nasty accidents. So at some point, they'll probably have to move off the pavements, and that's likely to happen well before there's a complete scooter-ready network of bike paths that avoids that undesirable contact with cars and leads to potential conflict. Rob Cameron, DW, Bratislava.